KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, with mostly clear skies, 34 degrees in Atlantic after a low of 32, and we look forward to be sunny and breezy today with a high of 51. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Sioux City police say a suspect is in custody after the shooting of an officer earlier in the day on Friday. Lieutenant Mark Kirkpatrick says officers responded to a reported disturbance at a residence and encountered a man Friday at around 5 p.m. who fired a handgun at them. Kirkpatrick said 37-year-old officer Jill Ohm was shot in the chin and was hospitalized. Kirkpatrick described Ohm's condition as okay, but would give no further details. After the shooting, police said they were searching for 27-year-old Noah Ironshell. The Sioux City Journal reports that officers found the man with a gunshot wound late Friday and that he was taken into custody and hospitalized for his injuries. Young says police are not looking for any other suspects in the case. Inmates at a Rockwell City prison were found in possession of pills, cell phones, and a hammer in a series of incidents last month, raising questions about security. Records released to the Associated Press show one inmate was trying to break into the wood shop at the North Central Correctional Facility. He had pliers, a putty knife, and a hammer. The inmate later revealed a hidden compartment containing a cell phone and an iPod. Another inmate had a cell phone he used to make calls outside the prison and for Facebook. A third inmate said cell phones, considered dangerous contraband under Iowa policy, were for sale inside the prison for $120. Officers discovered 400 pills that initially were suspected to contain cocaine and Demerol, but later testing came up negative for narcotics. Iowa GOP 3rd District Republican Congressional candidate David Young and Republican Senator Charles Grassley were barnstorming the sprawling 16-county district in advance of next month's general election. During their visit to the KJAN studios on Friday, Senator Grassley spoke fondly about Young, his former chief of staff.
He exercises good judgment. He was more than just chief of staff, which you might interpret to mean make sure the office runs efficiently and effectively, because he communicated well with constituents that maybe wanted to talk to me and I wasn't available. So he's been in touch with the grassroots of Iowa for the 7 years that he's worked for me. And I promised him that if he got the nomination, I would campaign with him. So we've done it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week.
Grassley was asked, however, Young is too tied to Washington, having worked there for 20 years, and might be out of touch with Iowans.
Nobody can level any charges whatsoever against him that he's out of touch, because he was born in Iowa, Van Meter. He lived through high school here, went to college here, worked here, come to Washington to help change the world, and he's still in the process pursuing another level of engagement into improving our society through being a congressman.
The 46-year-old Young is locked in a tight race with former state lawmaker, 48-year-old Democrat Stacey Apple from Acworth, for the seat being vacated by retiring Republican Congressman Tom Latham. He says just because he has had experience working with Senator Grassley doesn't mean he's a Washington insider, as some would accuse him of being.
I have had the best mentor in the world. Senator Grassley taught me how to listen, how to penetrate this government when the wheels of government are stuck, gridlocked. Congress, like you see, you got to look in that rearview mirror. You look at those rules and regulations coming out. You have to identify those, know how to push up against them. Sometimes you can stop them. You can shame this government. It's the taxpayers' government. It seems like we've been working for the government. The government needs to work for us. I'm never, ever going to walk away from my work for Iowa against a federal bureaucracy that's out of touch, that consumes wealth and doesn't create it, and overrides our freedoms many times.
Grassley also reiterated his support for Red Oak Republican Senate candidate Joni Ernst, who is running against Democrat Bruce Braley for retiring Senator Tom Harkin's seat. Grassley said if Ernst is elected, Democrat Harry Reid won't be running the Senate and there won't be as much gridlock.
We don't have debate now because he wants to shut down debate by what they call cloture. He doesn't want people to offer amendments. So we're going to have debate. We're going to have amendments. Even minority members propose amendments, which Reid won't let Republicans in the minority now do. We're going to have a budget. We haven't had a budget debate once in 5 years. And the law requires it every year. And we're going to work on Fridays. We haven't had Friday session for so long, I can't tell you when.
Young says unlike his opponent, who he claims will not be ready on day one, he'll hit the ground running when he's elected to office and strive to bring Congress back in line with what Americans want and expect from their government.
What I want to do, my first order of business, and I'll be ready on day one, introducing a bill to make sure that whatever Congress passes upon the American people, they have to abide by it as well. Not only is that fair, but also Congress will then get the hint and realize some of the idiotic and unworkable things that they're passing upon the American people.
Young says he wants to bring common sense back to Washington by listening, asking questions, and remembering, quote, who the boss is, the people of the 3rd District. The Democratic candidate for Secretary of State in Iowa says three former employees in the current Secretary of State's office should reimburse taxpayers for what they were paid during the months they didn't come into the office. A recent audit found Republican Secretary of State Matt Schultz paid three employees $110,000 after they left their jobs. Democrat Brad Anderson says the three should either show the public what work they were doing or reimburse the taxpayers.
This is a simple no-brainer to me. Here in Iowa, we value work. And these employees have cost the state $110,000, and they've produced no work product.
The audit released last week shows a top deputy to Secretary of State Matt Schultz was paid a total of $90,000 for 6 months after his job was eliminated. Auditors could not find what, if any, work the three were doing that would make them eligible to remain on the payroll. Schultz said the state's personnel department told him he was allowed to make the arrangement because the state does not offer severance pay to laid-off employees. Republican Paul Pate, the former Secretary of State who is asking voters to re-elect him in November, says he'll ask for a performance audit of the office if he's elected. Pate says it's up to Schultz to answer questions about the absent workers who remained on the payroll.
Matt Schultz has got a responsibility to taxpayers, just like any other statewide elected official has, and he'll have to respond to that and deal with it. I can tell you this much, and that is, and my focus as Secretary of State is going to be on the priorities of Iowans.
Pate and Anderson made their comments yesterday during a taping of Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program, which will air on Sunday. The two major party candidates who are running to be Iowa's next Secretary of State disagreed on whether Iowa needs a new law to require all voters to show a photo ID at the polls on Election Day. Republican Paul Pate says 93% of Iowa eligible voters already have a driver's license, and getting a photo ID in the hands of the other 7% wouldn't be that difficult.
The track record we've seen in other states, it has not slowed down or inhibited them from voting. Clearly, it's one of those things that people like to talk about to create a smoke effect, if you will, in politics, but we're not. In fact, we've seen increased voter participation in the states who have stepped up with the integrity, if you will, of some kind of voter ID.
Democrat Brad Anderson said current Iowa law works.
The current voter ID bill on the books here in Iowa says that any poll worker can ask any voter for their ID in any election, period. And I support that for a simple reason, is because this law has been effective for decades. We have some of the cleanest, most fair elections in the entire nation.
Anderson said he'd focus on ensuring each of Iowa's 99 counties have access to the electronic poll book, which lists voter registration information.
And then the poll worker lets the voter know whether or not they're at their correct polling location, whether or not they're eligible to vote, and whether or not they're on the felon voting registry, for example. It would prevent election misconduct, whether intentional or not, before it happens, rather than having to spend all this taxpayer dollars in years of investigations after the fact.
43% of the votes in the 2012 election here in Iowa were cast before Election Day. Pay to the Republican candidate says it's time to equip county auditors with signature verification equipment to ensure the absentee ballots have been signed by valid voters.
I think the issues that Iowans have spoke loudly on is they want voter ID. Over 70% of Republican and Democrats have said they want that. So to protect the integrity, I want to lead that charge to get that job done.
And again, both spoke Friday night on IPTV's Iowa Press program. There are two other candidates for Secretary of State on the November ballot. Jake Porter of Council Bluffs is the Libertarian candidate, and Spencer Hyland of Ames is the new Independent Party candidate. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.